If you're coming in, come in. Don't stand there lingering in the doorway. You're letting the dust blow in, and I'm not keen on sweeping the floors again till sundown. Take a seat at the bar and I'll get you a drink. Now, that wasn't so harsh, was it? What'll it be? Actually, don't answer that. I know exactly what you need. Hold on a tick. Here, take a shot of this. What do you think? Do you like it? I mean, of course you like it. It's delicious. Smooth and smoky. Strong, too. Go on, say so. It's good. That's all you got to say. It's good. You mean that? You like it? Alright. You're right, it's a bit strong for so early in the day. You'll have to excuse me. Anytime I see someone new, I gotta get their opinion. It's my own brew, you see. Working on making the best in the West, and like anything worth its weight, it takes a bit of time to get just right. Folks have become a little weary of throwing back anything I put down that they didn't ask for. Just scared of innovation, I'd say. Besides, I could brew it blind and backwards, and it still tastes better than anything over there at Jameson's. And you can go on telling I said so. He fancies himself a man of taste, but everyone only goes to his place for the girls, and then they always stumble right on back to mine for the drinks. Like most folks in these parts, I came from back east, and I brought my corn liquor with me. Probably the only one on this side of the rail who knows how to make it proper. Jameson sure tried, but ain't got my touch. But I can tell you've been riding, so before I pour you any more, I think you could use a tall wash of water to drink and to bathe, but I only offer one of them services here. Now, drink up. You won't get a lick of nothing else till it's gone. So, tell me, stranger, what brings you to town? Just passing through, huh? Well, you wouldn't be the only one. We get quite a bit of that around here, as I'm sure you can imagine. You won't be hurting for company, that's for sure. Where are you headed? So you're a wandering type then. Alright, I can respect that. Big world, lots of places to see. And there's certainly a lot of wide open space this side of the rail. The next town over is a journey in itself. Our town is practically the last stop before you get to wild country. Though, I'm sure you know that, considering how well-traveled you seem to be. Where are you from? All over, huh? So, You're one of those that just can't sit still, I take it. Well, some folks are just like that, I reckon. Can't say I wasn't one at one point or another. Shoot, the only people born in this town are merely old enough to walk through my doors. Folks come from all over. Came in with the rail, mostly. Then a small mining operation that just kept getting bigger and bigger. Most of the old-timers will tell you they no one ever planned to stay, but they just kept digging, and the folks just kept coming. They'd stop here trying to stake something out for themselves, and they just never left. The work was good. The town was growing. So I guess most folks found whatever it was they were looking for right here. My point being, stranger, everyone has wandered in from somewhere, so you're in good company. Well, of course, that includes me. In fact, I rather fancy myself the best kind of company. It's a well-known fact that there's only two types of people anyone will open up to. Your doctor and your bartender. I may not know much about being a doctor, but I sure know how to pour whiskey. And more than that, I know how to listen. Sometimes that's all folks need. I can't stitch anyone back together, but I've mended my share of broken hearts. Every drink comes with both my compliments and my confidence. There's very little that could cause me to betray that. For the most part, folks here are just looking for something better than they left. And for the less part, the rougher crowds don't hang around here. Not that I'm making any assumptions, of course, one way or the other. Not that I ain't even broken up my share of bar fights. Tossed a few rowdy folks out the door. Comes with the territory. We all get riled up from time to time. But for the most part, we don't play too rough. Not in here. Can't speak the same of every establishment in town. Or on the outskirts. Busy enough minding my own that I just don't wander around too much. Well, there won't be much to see anyway this time of day. As you may have noticed, the sun is high and my patronage is not. Most of my business comes in the evening. I got a few who wander in and out for a midday drink. Usually suits or those too old to work the mines. The occasional housewife on her way to the general store. Most of my customers are digging right now, and they don't quit till the sun sets. So the folks you may want to mingle with are probably underground right now. So if you're really hurting for company, I suppose you'll just have to settle. I sure don't mind. I got nothing better to do, really. Chores are done. I'd usually be having myself a nap right about now, but sleep ain't the easiest thing to come by these days. Not for any reason I'd trouble you with. Not for any reason that matters, really. Besides, if I'd been sleeping, I wouldn't have had the lovely opportunity to meet you. Now would I? I like meeting new faces. Hearing new stories. Some folks are shy. Some don't say much about nothing, but everyone's a character in their own story. You can get an idea what sort by looking at them. Don't have to open their mouths. You just see it on how they carry themselves. Well, I like to think I'm pretty observant. Meet new people all the time, so I've gotten pretty good at reading them. Or so I'd like to think. Some folks are full of surprises. But those are my favorite ones. Usually. Keeps things interesting. But every now and then, there are a few I just can't get a read on. Can't quite tell what to make of them. Or rather, I'll make something of them and there's just enough details to second guess me. Can never quite nail them down. Well, would it flatter you if I said you were one of them? Some folks thrive on keeping their mysteries alive. Some folks have just lived so many stories that they all sound right, and yet none of them do at the same time. If that makes a lick of sense. Don't mind me too harshly if it doesn't. Like I said, sleep's been a bit of a stranger. Sure, I could do that, yeah. I can give you the rundown on things around here. Bear in mind, I'm definitely not a founder, but I have been here some years now. So, while I definitely haven't seen it all, I have seen quite a bit. Town has nearly tripled in size since I moved in some years ago. The town borders the wild country. We're sort of the last stop. End of the line, you could say. Not long ago, they meant that literally. They've been expanding the rail into the wild, and there are a few outposts out there, but nothing I'd call civilization. Even getting to us east on the rail is a good journey. We're pretty isolated, but we've thrived out here. A lot of the founders laid the track that brought the rest of us here. The edge of the wild is full of deposits, so the track ended here for a while. Haul in the workers and haul out the minerals. So a lot of folks found themselves in need of new work when the track was finished. So they just stayed and started digging. More folks came in for the mining job. They built up a small outpost that just kept getting bigger as more people came to work the mines. Once they got deep enough underground, they realized there was more than even the company was aware of. There was a bit of a scandal, I guess you could say, that took place. Even with the rail, the company didn't like coming out this far. They gave their quotas, and as long as they met, they didn't ask much questions. They didn't expect the miners to find as much as they did. They expected them to move on to a new scene when they were surveying up north. So the miners didn't tell the company what they'd found. But they'd been here some time. So they pulled their earnings they made together. So when the company was ready to move on, the founders bought the land. Bought it cheap. By that point, the outposts had become a little more permanent. And now that the founders owned the land, they started selling to their investors. By the time the old mining company realized what happened, they was legally too late to do much about it. They tried, from what I understand. Tried every way they could to shut the operation down. Even blockading the rail at one point to prevent supplies from coming through. But the founders had been living these lands for a long time. While building the rail, and they called their bluff. Outlasted them. Eventually the courts ruled in our favor, and once it was settled, everything just exploded. The founders weren't in it just to make a coin. They wanted to build something. And they did. People came from all over to work the mines. There's a saying that when people get to the end of their rope, they come to the end of the line. Which is a term of endearment for our town here. Which is nearly big enough to be a city by now. But that's why it's one of the biggest mining towns. Especially along the Wild Country border. Don't get me wrong, it's still rough country. But it's not a bad place to be. Makes you feel part of something. Feel like I've been witnessing something important watching how the town keeps growing. I'm sure there's a few details I'm leaving out or not telling exactly right, but that's the gist of it. Most of the founders are still around and they love telling the stories to anyone who will listen. Like I said, the town really isn't all that old. A lot of the founders still work the mines, and those that can't are still involved one way or another. Since the town owns its own operation, the money we make here stays here. The founders, they knew they wanted to leave a legacy with this place. None of them came from much. No one works the rail by choice. So the fact they were able to come from nothing gave a lot of folks hope. A lot of them come here looking to do the same. When the town started becoming bigger, there were a few troubling times from what I understand. Some of the founders got too greedy, went against the agreement. Things got strained for a little while, to put it mildly. After that, the town drafted its new laws, founded the council, built the courthouse. Since then, they ain't had much trouble. At least not to that degree. Since I've been here, there's been a few scandals. Some growing pains. A little bit of trouble, but overall, it's definitely not the worst place I've lived. But between the Wild Country and the fugitives, we can get our share of issues. When the rail started pushing in the Wild Country, they used this town as a base for their operations. Most folks here were working the mine, so they brought in some other folk to lay the track into the wilds. It was a hard living from what I've heard. A lot of them are here now. They don't much talk about their time in the wilds. The rest are on outposts out there, loading the cars. They stick to themselves mostly, but they'll come into town here once every moon or so. They stay to themselves, really. Hardened folks. I recommend you don't cross them. Couldn't imagine what it must be like to live out there. Those folks. Their eyes are distant. So quiet, if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't even know they was there. So still, you could mistake them for statues. I don't know what drives them to go out there. But it must be something they think is worth it. Can't imagine the things they've seen. Sometimes if they've had enough to drink, they'll speak to me about it. And voices so hushed, you'd think the words too heavy. But anyway, that's pretty much the way of it around here. If you want a better history lesson, you could come back tonight. I'm sure someone would be more than glad to tell you tales. If you want a little more accuracy, though, the library by the courthouse is where you want to go. Not a big place, and you can't take anything out of the building. But they have some records in there. Also where they print the paper. Yeah, I'm over in the square. Yeah, well, we've got everything you'd expect to find in any town, I reckon. If that's your horse out front, you may want to board her in the stables. They're on the western edge. Since we're a proper town now, you can only keep them in designated areas. And there is a bathhouse, which you may want to visit. Not an insult, just an observation. Especially if you're planning on staying in the hotel. The mistress there is not going to let you in covered in that much filth. There are other places to stay, of course. If you're opposed to sleeping comfortable. There's a boarding house you may be able to get a room in. But you likely won't be getting your own. I suppose if you're desperate enough, you could get a room at Jameson's. But I doubt you'd get much sleep with all the racket in that place. If you go further out of town, you might be able to find something. There's an inn and a tavern out there, but they're out of our jurisdiction. So watch yourself if you go out that way. Let's see. The general store is a pretty big two-story building near the center of town and the dry goods next to it. They keep it pretty well stocked if you want it. It's probably there. And if it ain't, they can get it right quick. Since the rail comes through at least twice a moon, they always bring in our orders. So you never have to actually wait on anything very long. Oh yeah, there's a blacksmith. Quite a few smiths, actually. They've got a pretty big operation going on. Since they work on most of the mining equipment. They're over at the west edge, near the stables as well. But if you'd really like my advice, take a walk. There's a lot of nice places to be here. A lot of nice people. Go on out there and see for yourself. After you get cleaned up and get some rest, of course. You certainly seem like you need that the most right now. I know you said you're passing through, but this ain't exactly the kind of place you can pass through. There ain't much on the other side. I don't know what brought you here, and I don't know how long you're planning on staying. But it's not the worst place you could wind up. Be it a week, a month, or a year. You are welcome here. I don't know if you're looking for something, but folks tend to find whatever they're looking for around here. So you're best off going out there and searching around for it. And when your days are done, you're always wanted to come on back here for a drink. Speaking of, this one is on the house. Cheers, stranger. To the end of the line, and just maybe a new beginning.